So, Craig Berube, I guess if there's one thing about this this whole Penguin Flyer thing is that they continue to talk about it and talk about us, but the Penguins have pretty much shut up on the matter. I guess it comes up every now and then, but it's not. It's usually like, no, no big deal, whatever. But Craig Berube going off again about Crosby and Malkin being the dirtiest players on the Penguins team, which if they're the dirtiest players on the Pens team, I feel like we're doing a pretty damn good job.
I don't know about you, but when I think of dirty players in the NHL, and I think of guys that are just absolutely getting under my skin, I think about Evgeny Malkin.
Yeah.
Totally.
And when I think about squeaky clean image of the National Hockey League and Angels who have been on the ice across their career, perennial Lady Bing candidates, I think of Craig Berube.
I mean, punching an official.
Yeah.
I think that gets you a lot of credentials. And, you know, I also, Craig Berube, he's a real sweetheart when it comes to on-ice behavior. You know, guys like that. Zach Ronaldo.
It says a lot about Matt Cook, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What does it say about Matt Cook?
I mean, he's obviously no longer the dirtiest player on the team.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
I guess he wouldn't be. Wow. Well, congrats. Good for him.
Way to go.
Good for him.
Such a changed man. I remember the days not long ago when guys like Matt Cook, Eric Goddard, Chris Kunitz could be labeled dirty at times. I remember when they were the dirtiest players on our team.
I remember when playing with an edge was, championed, in the league. And now it seems like if you play with just a little bit of an edge to your game, then you're dirty. If you play with a lot of edge to your game, then you're sticking it to the man who is saying that there shouldn't be any more headshots, and you're a traditionalist. You're just an old-school hockey player. And then everyone else is just a wimp.
When do the Flyers become ballerinos? I mean, since when do they have the right to kind of tell anybody to be more gentlemanlike?
Well, I thought it was interesting that Briere was one of the guys that was making these comments about Vitaly, which, like I said last night, when he says in that media scrum that the hit's clean, but he was trying to hurt somebody. If you're hitting someone clean and with attitude, that means you're doing your job. But Briere, of all people,
that is the biggest, most clear whining and complaining and moaning and actually like shedding tears I've ever heard from a hockey player.
Whoa, compose yourself, Ken, all right?
Seriously.
You're acting a little dirty right now.
Gutless.
Gutless. Where's my skirt?
Tony Granato's wearing it for you. But, you know, if Briere has crossed that line, he's gone, he's stuck the elbow up, he's put the forearm up, he's done plenty of stuff behind the whistle. It's so hypocritical, you know. This guy's been around the league.
So hypocritical.
So hypocritical.
And why do Flyers fans care?
Yeah.
Why do the Flyers care about? Okay, I must have said, but Dave Briere being hurt and out of the lineup. What has he done this year? How effective has he been?
I think we did
you a favor. Like, to act like he's a star player.
Absolutely. Well, it's kind of bogus. And where do they get off telling the Penguins how to play their game? In a way, it's like, oh, these guys are dirty. It's like, who cares, you know? If I'm the Pens, I'm just like, screw you guys on this. We don't care what you think about our players. We're just going to go out there and kill you, all right? And suck on that. That's what I would do.
And if you want to know the difference, suck on that. If you want to know the difference between what Philadelphia has done with their dialogue over the last few days and how that compares to other teams who are kind of given that stereotype of being a dirty team or a team that plays on the edge. The Boston Bruins last night were defeated, and I don't want to say, you know, they were blown out or anything, but I mean, Pittsburgh was pretty much in charge of that one throughout most of that game. Milan Lucic interviews after the game, who is, without question, if you're making a top 10 list of dirtiest players in the league, he's easily in the top five. They asked him for his reaction afterward. He said, no excuses. We lost, you know, to paraphrase him. And I'm just thinking to myself, this guy's one of the dirtiest players around the league, but Briere's considered the squeak clean guy, but look at what's coming out of their mouths after, you know, after a heated game.
Yeah,
it's
a lot of finger pointing.
Yeah, it's kind of it's strange that a team like Philadelphia can completely blow out their rival in their own in the rival's arena and still get extremely defensive about everything and act like they lost 8-2. I thought that was very telling.
Yeah, well, okay. So I want to know your opinion. Pens fans, we know this team pretty well. We see them night in and night out. Who do you think the dirtiest player is on the Penguins team? I don't want to hear about the Flyers. I don't want to hear about anyone else in the National Hockey League. I want to hear about our guys in the black and gold. Who is
Man.
The dirtiest player playing for the Pittsburgh Penguins?
I pray to God that we bring up Steve McIntyre for Saturday's game.
No, you're not allowed to say anyone's name. I don't want to influence anybody. Steve McIntyre is now out. You can't vote for Steve McIntyre.
Come on.
No influencing. You're gerrymandering. That's not what gerrymandering means, but whatever.
I was just about to say that. That's not what he's doing at all.
It's corrupt.
He's filibustering.
That's all I know. One of those political terms that means something and something that someone has probably done in the last whatever, how many years. So the Penguins need 2 points. If the Penguins get 2 points and they clinch home ice advantage, 2 points out of four, basically what it's going to come down to is if the Penguins win tonight's game against the Rangers, they get home ice. If not, it will absolutely come down to that last matchup between Pittsburgh and Philadelphia to add just a little bit more drama to Saturday night's game. As far as when the playoffs start, the 2 dates I'm hearing, and I don't know if either of you guys can verify this, are either April 12th or April 15th, depending on who gets home ice and what the arena schedules are going to be. But it looks like either one of those dates will be game one, which 3-day difference between when game one could be. And that comes from our buddy in Philadelphia, D_lead on Twitter, writing for the fourth period. Have you guys heard anything more about that?
I would be really surprised if April 15th is the first game, because that's almost a week after the playoffs start. The first game of the postseason is April 11th. So I would probably, if I were a betting man on those 2 dates, I probably would go with the 12th. I mean, Dustin's always good for information. I mean, he's a reliable source, but I mean, I don't know. I don't know why. I'm not questioning him. I'm questioning the source of that information.
What I didn't do, I didn't look at what Consol Energy Center's schedule is like. Is like the circus coming to town at the end of next week or something to where they couldn't start until
cancel the circus.
It's already here. I don't know if you guys
cancel that circus.
Cancel the circus.
Them clans.
All them clowns.
Get them clowns out of here.
That seems like such a far away proposal. If that's going to be the game, that's going to build up way too much anticipation. I think you got to get this show on the road strike while the iron's hot on this. And if the NHL has any say in that, which they're the NHL, they better have some say in that, you start it as soon as possible.
You're gonna have a bunch of hockey players sitting around for just a full week, waiting to play this game and itching to get this matchup going. And it's gonna be a point where you have like Aaron Asham climbing the Liberty Bell and spray painting like dirty graffiti on it because he's trying to get out of his system.
Could you imagine Aaron with some pent up frustration for 2 weeks?
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If he didn't find a way to kind of get that out of his system, I feel bad for whomever is on the other side of the ice there.
Los Angeles Police Department's been dealing with this issue for years.
So is Toronto, yeah.
Well, the other dynamic of that is, I mean, you're obviously going to have to schedule in the Western Conference games, which are going to be in the other three time zones. But as of right now, four out of the eight teams in the Western Conference could be playing in Pacific time zones on a regular basis. Phoenix is in the Mountain Time. I know that, but they're still going to be playing late games in terms of the NHL schedule. So there's going to be a lot of 10 and 10:30 games. And I'm looking at the matchups. Florida, New Jersey, Boston, Ottawa is good. That's a division rival. But New York, Buffalo, New York Capitals, that's pretty good. But there really is no matchup in the entire NHL playoffs as the bracket would stand today, if the season hypothetically ended today, that would even come close to what the overall draw, the ratings draw, the entertainment draw, any of that Penguins Flyers is going to create. So I really can't imagine the NHL wanting to kind of push that off a little bit and letting some of the intensity of this past weekend's game, the media events of this week, and Saturday night's game. I don't think that they would want any of the momentum of that to die off.
Yeah, it would be pretty foolish.
Yeah, they've made mistakes that big before, so I wouldn't put it past them either.
Yeah, then again, this is the...
They do hire Mike Melberry.
Well, they also, you can be Duncan Keith or Shane Doan and deliver the type of hits they deliver, and get a few games, or you can be Sean Avery and say sloppy seconds in a press conference and get six games. So,
Or you can question refereeing and get $30,000 fine, or you can break a stick and almost murder somebody with a residual fibers of that stick and get like a $10,000 fine. So nothing.
Or
really
you can be Eric Nystrom and not get anything at all.
That's true.
Yeah.
Or David. Or Zach Ronaldo hitting Robert Portuzo. A lot of people forget about that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Or John Carlson on Matt Cook after the whistle earlier in the season. But I'm not going to be bitter.
We'll just let it all out on Philadelphia tonight.
It's around the league. It's not a Philly-Pittsburgh thing. That's
It's a... Okay, you wanted to take it out on the entire country.
Right.
We
people need to know, man. People need to know about Brendan Shamaham.
We could take this global tonight, Depto.
We
just don't have to pick on Philly tonight.
Oh, okay. We're getting a little ahead of ourselves here.
That big ice over in the Swedish Elite League pisses me off.
So, you know something I was thinking about last night?
Yanni Pessinen.
Timo Solani last night. I know that the three of us are real big Timo Solani fans and always have been. But the fact that this could be his last season in the National Hockey League, him and Jaromír Jágr right now, if you consider Jaromír Jágr to even be the same person who played back then.
He's a clown.
Come on. You might think he's an asshole, but don't sell him short here.
I'm not. But
I did him a favor by calling him a clown.
Does he not seem or feel like he's not the same Jaromír Jágr who played here in Pittsburgh? Because he's gone through so many changes, played through so many teams. He went over to Europe and disappeared, from our radar.
He disappeared the second half of the season also. Second half of the regular
season. And... Right. Anyone who remembers a certain Twins Devils game 6 should very be aware of what Jágr can do in the postseason. But, you take Malkin's season right now. Malkin has been, I think most people consider him, the best player in the league this year. I mean, there's a couple, arguments you can make for other players if you're drawing straws, but most people consider Malkin the best player in the league. If he did this for 5 or 6 years in a row, he still would not be on pace for his career totals
of what Jagr has done throughout his career. So
different era.
I'm not saying
fault, but I'm really not discounting Jagr on that because he's a phenomenal talent and one of the best ever. But completely different era. I would love to see, like, and there's no way to ever do this really, but it's great bar talk to see what guys like Crosby and Malkin would have done in that era back then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Crosby especially to me, because Malkin, you know, I think Malkin is one of those guys that the post-lockout rules do benefit his style of play a lot because he is so adept at using his body in big strides in the ice and, you know, using the open ice. I think that the red line would condense his skills a little bit more. But Crosby is such a fundamentally sound player that I think he would, you know, he really doesn't have a weakness in his game, so I think he would probably succeed in really any era.
Hmm.
I think they both obviously succeed in any era that's going on in hockey. I think, I mean, we've watched Malkin, and we've compared him to Mario a lot. He has a lot to his game that looks a lot like Mario. Martin Lemieux was ahead of his time, though. I mean, he really changed the game in a lot of ways, and he evolved it in a lot of ways. And it almost to the point where you wonder how much he made Evgeny Malkin possible, or players like Evgeny Malkin possible. So it's kind of impossible to really compare those two kind of things, but it is interesting and does make for a good conversation, like you said. So getting some good answers here on Twitter for the dirtiest player on the Penguins. We have almost the identical tweet, one from MTOLE. I don't know. You guys need to get Twitter names so they can be pronounced. says, well, James Neal doesn't wash his hair, so, which also, MBH511 says Neal because he doesn't wash his hair. Pratt Miller says Paul Martin. Big TC, duh, Vitaly, don't you watch NBC Sports? And Robin H says Asherm, who I'm not actually sure is an actual player.
What's the deal with Twitter names?
What's the deal? SBM underscore 425. Matt Cook, oh my God, such a cheap shot artist. He should be kicked out of the league. another person.
They want their opinions back.
Are you yelling at me?
No.
Are you yelling at our fans?
Yes.
They're about to boo you again, Depto.
Boo, Depto.
Boo, Depto.
And I love them. And
you
I
do not.
That's the most half-hearted apology, Mr. Milbury.
I love them. You're such a piece of crap, Depto.
Whoa. Now you owe me an apology.
Whoa. Guys.
A piece of crap.
Guys.
You can't talk to me like that.
No. Guys, put your...
Come
no.
over there.
Hey, this is getting gutless.
Gutless.
All right. Guys, grow a pair. All right.
Okay. Well, can we just talk about the game?
Yeah.
Just please, any questions about the game? All right. Allie 874 says, going to get killed for this, but I think it's Letang, which is an interesting opinion.
32.
He definitely has an edge, and he's played with an edge a lot this season.
Perfect used to be already there.
When Eric Cool. man.
Hey.
remember when Billy Tippett was our dirtiest player?
Someone didn't get the question on Facebook, by the way. It said, with Craig Berube right, is Malkin and Crosby the dirtiest players on the Pens, or is it somebody else? Referring to on the Pens, and Debbie Devanier, I can't pronounce that either. People need names they can pronounce. Says the entire Criers team, not what we're asking.
Oh.
No, I know it's confusing with Talbot and Jagr over there, but really, come on. But I guess what I'm getting at is that nobody replied that Sidney Crosby or Evgeny Malkin are the dirtiest players on the team.
Well, if you ask Larry Brooks, he'll tell you otherwise.
This is the first time this season we've heard
he's a classy guy, though.
People talk about Evgeny Malkin as being
a dirty player.
Yeah.
They always cite something really stupid, like Vinny LeCavalier. Like, well, he gets out of the way of my hits. Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Although Malkin in that Philly game, not the most recent one, the one before that, where he got that 2 minutes for boarding, that hit was kind of – that's about it. I mean, the guy's been in the league for a long time, and that's it.
There was that, and there was he kind of gave Giroux a few extra shots in that last game behind the play.
Well,
but you know what?
A few extra shots in that. I think everybody was guilty about that, even the coaching staff.
Oh, yeah, exactly. But you know, if you are a guy like Crosby or Malkin or Giroux or any of those players, with the amount of abuse they're taking shift after shift after shift, you better believe they're going to give some of it back. Mario did it. Gretzky did it. They weren't saints by any stretch of the imagination.
This is why, when we talk about this and go back to players' history, this is why I always have a lot of, and I know there's a lot of people in Pittsburgh who dislike this guy, so I'm probably catching some heat for it. This is why I always respected a guy like Mark Messier.
I love it whenever you say, I'm going to catch the heat for something.
Because I always do. I always get at least three, I get on my Twitter after the show, and I get at least three people saying, oh, you're a jag off for saying that. but Mark, that's why I always have a lot of respect for Mark Messier, because he embraced it. He always had a target on his back, but he really embraced it. He didn't shy away. And Crosby's the same way. He does not care. You can chant Crosby sucks all you want. It's only going to make him better. I've never understood why people don't chant Crosby's awesome. As trying to do the reverse psychology thing, because the Crosby sucks thing is clearly not working.
Yeah.
I think the reason they don't do that is because it would be stupid as hell if they did that.
Well, I don't really think that chanting the best player of this generation sucks. I don't think that's any more logical.
Yeah, but that's a dumb chant.
Hey, we did get our first Crosby and Malkin are the dirtiest players on Facebook right now. So is that Clint McAfoos says dirtiest. I think it's a little easier to pronounce. Dirtiest, I think it's a game to game activity, but the crap that happened in the last Flyers game convinced me that they get away with a lot of crap. I love Gino and Sid, but the elbows and slashes need to stop. I had zero problem with Sid getting cross checked on Sunday. It's hockey.
Wow.
Clint McAboo.
Zero problem with Braden Schenn cross checking Sidney Crosby, but you have no problem with slashing.
Ken so Will letting him have it on Facebook.
New hashtag is Boo McAfoos.
Boo McAfoos, get it out there.
We do have another of our hosts on the line. Welcome, Ashley Langlois.
Back with us. One day you guys get it right. One day.
We just need to record you saying your name, and then whenever you come on the show, we just hit the audio.
Not going to happen. Call and response. Say your name.
What?
Say your name. Call and response.
The response?
We're joined.
What kind of Pavlovian activity is this?
Oh, my God.
We're joined now by
Ashley Langlois.
Close.
Oh, it's the same damn thing I say every time.
No. Just say Langlois. Can you do that?
Langlois.
I'm the best, man. I did it.
It's so much more French when I say it.
Well, just don't say Langlois.
Langlois.
That's not cool.
Langlois.
Well, let me ask you, Ashley. Who is the dirtiest player on the Penguins?
Dirtiest player on the Penguins?
Yeah.
Do we even have a dirty player? I mean...
Yes.
I'm assuming we're talking skill level and not, like, showering. That was a joke, not an idiot. I've had one day.
Perverted.
Dirtiest? Oh, well, if we're going to throw names around...
Which that's what we're doing.
I'll say James Neal.
Yeah, clearly he's like it's the ginger beard, obviously.
He was pesty last night.
No, we just it's
but
the token response from people that have watched the NHL 36 thing.
Yeah, especially the ladies.
A year and a half ago, I'd have been like, "Oh, Matt Cook, hands on." But a year ago, I might have said Aaron Ashram. At this point, Brent Johnson. There you go. I mean. He broke deep for his face, right?
Okay. Beach. What a dirty guy.
Absolutely terrible.
terrible.
There's only one player on the Penguins I can honestly say is over that line. That's it.
You can't leave us hanging.
Come on, it has to be Chris Kunitz.
Yeah, I think it's Cooney too.
Yeah.
He plays with a huge edge, and he gets away with a lot of stuff because
he's had double-digit boarding penalties within the last season, within the last calendar year, and go back to last year's playoffs. I mean, he didn't get suspended for game four for nothing.
Yeah, but I would not change his style of play one bit. I don't care that he's dirty. I think he plays the game pretty much within the lines, except for a few instances. You know.
Yeah. No. I mean,
he's a dirtier player in the NHL.
Yeah, I'm just when he is playing his game effectively, he's an absolute physical deterrent and a legitimate top six player. Chris Kunitz is, I mean, he's been skating on the top six of a cup contending team since right after the lockout ended. I mean, he was Ryan Getzlaf's wingman during their Stanley Cup run too. So Kunitz, lots of experience, hits hard. I'm not denying his talent. I think he maybe makes a little bit too much money for the dumb penalties he takes, but that's a different story.
He's a honey badger. He does what he wants.
And doesn't care what you think.
Yeah, not at all.
Oh, my God, he's eating larva.
That's disgusting.
Okay, so tomorrow night's game, Pens and Rangers. Marty Biron's going to be starting in net for the Rangers.
More likely, yeah.
Yeah, it's looking more than likely because Lundqvist isn't going to be he's sort of shaky as far as his health goes right now going into the playoffs, and the Rangers want to make sure he's rested. Also, it means nothing for the Rangers. It means completely nothing at all. And really for the Pens, too, it's not as much must-win as every one of these games. So my question is this going to be a boring game? I'll tell you what I want to see. What I want to see more than anything else is the Penguins to win 2-1. I just want a 2-1 victory. I'm going to be upset if it's 5-1. I'm going to be upset if it's 8-1. I just want 2-1.
Why?
That's all I want right there. Because we've seen what happens in those games.
No. This is different because you have to close the season out against Philly. So any of that high emotion that you might have, it all comes back to earth. Closing out the season against Philadelphia after this media, whatever you want to call it, the word I'm thinking of isn't appropriate for the last segment of the show, that media storm, it's the perfect way to go out because it takes all of your emotions back to zero. You're not too you're not too high, you're not too low.
Sure.
Tomorrow, I think that the only thing you got to think is get 2 points and no one gets hurt.
Yeah,
I don't care what the score is after past that.
I think that is the biggest goal. But what I'm saying is habits are so much bigger than something that is mental. It's much more than what your focus is or anything like that. And the Penguins need to establish those habits and keep them going. And I'm sure the Rangers can be the same way. I think a 2-1 simulation of a playoff game is what we would love to see from the Penguins and Rangers tomorrow night. And that's what I'm looking for as a hockey fan.
Well, you're not going to get that because the New York Rangers, they've already got their fate sealed. I mean, they're the one seed no matter what happens the rest of the way in this season, whereas Pittsburgh is still in a situation to where they want home ice advantage, not only for the first round against Philadelphia, but if there's an upset or two, which Ottawa going up against Boston, that's a possibility. And Buffalo, New York is not as safe for the Rangers as people would think. So, I mean, if there is a situation like that, then Pittsburgh could potentially play a New Jersey team in the next round as opposed to, you know, something else. So I think it does change the dynamic of it a little bit more. So I think you're going to see a much more increased effort from Pittsburgh tomorrow rather than New York, who are going to be – I mean, even last night, New York was playing – they were playing a lot more conservative and a lot more reserved in terms of the physical department than they do in typical games.
Right. Next question I have. Between the Capitals and Sabres, they're both tied with 88 points. They both have 2 games left in the regular season. Pretty much the only playoff spot that's still up for grabs but in both the East and the West. One of those teams is going to grab it in these next 2 games? And I'm going to start with Ashley.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Moving on.
Thanks, Ken.
Of course. Hey, there's...
Right on the spot.
Do you have? Can you read off the schedules? Do you have the schedules of both teams in front of you?
Yeah, tomorrow Buffalo is playing Philly, and that's a huge game for both teams because Philly loses that, and there's no shot of taking home ice advantage for them.
Playoff series rematch of last year too.
Yeah, it is. And then Washington and Florida. If Washington wins that, they have a very legit chance of actually slipping into that three spot now. So that would pull them within one point. With one game remaining, so
how stupid is that?
It's ridiculous right now.
It sucks. Oh my God, they're so bad.
Let's just cut them. Just forget it. Just no teams in the Pacific Division the Southeast Division or the Pacific Division in the playoffs, and just let those teams who are going to be faced off with them.
They're all gutless.
Have byes.
What is the
nobody wants to take the freaking division in either of those two.
What's the term, and I don't, you know, I'm a casual soccer fan, but I'm not a hardcore guy. What's the term in the English
friendly?
No, that's the exhibition game.
Oh.
In terms of where they have, like, the bottom, I think it's, like, the bottom 3 to 5 teams or something like that. They get dropped out, and then the minor leagues, the top, like, 3 or 4, the top grouping, they get bumped up into the majors. They actually take teams and switch their leagues.
Yeah.
It's
a lot like semi-pro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably where I got the idea for that.
We were just watching semi-pro last night, Depto. Sorry.
I've actually never seen it, so.
I only saw the scene where you're shooting foul shots, and I changed the channel. I'm like, oh, well, I've seen Will Ferrell movie a few times before.
Yeah,
I know how this is
going.
I'm in the Will Ferrell's rated camp, so.
Yeah.
Anchorman, good. Anything else? Yeah.
Boo, Depto.
All right.
No, okay, but come back to it, Ashley. I guess who would you rather see, Buffalo or Washington?
Realistically, I would rather see Buffalo. Personal biases aside, just because I don't want to say that they kind of deserve it more at this point, but I mean, if you're gonna crap the bed all season,
yeah, they do deserve it more at this point. And honestly, like that's a way better hockey market right now than Washington is.
Yeah, it is.
So
yeah. I mean, and if you come down to it, you know, exactly, like they're within 1 point from, okay, yeah, we're going to make it. Oh, no, we're not. Like I said, if you're going to crap the bet all season, I'm of the opinion that's I could go off on a whole tangent.
Buffalo needs to win out in order to get into the playoffs, too, right now, because if they tie the same amount of points, Washington has the advantage because of the wins in regulation.
No, they don't need to win out.
I would.
I'm pretty sure they do.
No, they're tied in points.
Yeah, if they tie in points, they both have 2 games remaining. If they tie in points at the end of the season, Washington gets the nod over Buffalo.
Well, correct. I'm saying, but yeah, Washington could still lose their next 2 games, and Buffalo could just get 1 point.
But for them to have control their destiny, they basically need to win out.
Well, they don't have any control of their destiny right now.
Not really. All right.
Because if both teams win their both games.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just need to make you look real dumb.
Wonder what their last game of the year is. If it comes down to Buffalo and Washington in the last game of the year, is it not?
No.
Who is it? Boston. Jeez, it doesn't get any easier for Buffalo. They got Philadelphia and Boston.
Yeah, Boston's got the 2 seed locked up.
Yeah, they've got the 2 seed locked up, but you don't want to limp into the playoffs either.
No, I know.
You
want to
make
a
statement right going into it. So that's not going to be an easy game.
Now, one of those games, they're going to be starting either their AHL goaltender or Tuukka Rask to get them going. As it looks like, for all intents and purposes, Marty Turco is done for the year.
Yeah, that's the interesting dynamic because Rask is probably out for, you know, the first big chunk, probably the first 2 rounds of the postseason, and then you have a situation to where you're relying on a goaltender who's almost 40 years old.
Yeah, well, they're making it sound like he's close. But, you know, whatever, all that stuff is pretty up in the air at this point in the year.
I'm just going by the timetable that they said when he was hurt. That puts him in the third round. Now, granted, guys come back earlier than that all the time. Going back to the question at hand, who do I think deserves it? I think absolutely Buffalo deserves it. But who do I want to see? I want to see Washington. And the reason why I want to see Washington is because I want to see Ovechkin playoff face.
The Ovechkin playoff face?
I don't even know what it is.
Oh, please. You got to go back and watch clips of any time the Washington Capitals have been eliminated in the postseason. It's like Peyton Manning face, like in the NFL whenever he throws like a pick in a playoff game in the last minute. It's like Ovechkin face in the NHL. Check it out. He has a signature face that he makes at the end, and it's like...
You don't think he's going to make that face if they don't make it into the playoffs?
I think it's a little different.
Nobody wants to see Ovechkin's face, period.
Ashley wins.
Yeah. One free internet for you, Ashley.
Three points.
I agree with Joe, though. Like, you know, that moment when his heart breaks in half for the rest of the postseason is kind of enjoyable.
I like where the show is going right now, but it's getting a little bit vicious and malicious. You know, it's getting a little bit heat here now. And we want to see disappointment. We want to see frustration and sadness and hearts being broken. What better time than now to call different establishments in Philadelphia? I'm kind of feeling this right now.
What are you proposing here, Nick?
I say we declare war on our potential fourth, fifth matchup kind of here. So we've got a list of Philadelphia phone numbers to businesses here. And Joe Depto.
No. We got to bring in another.
Joe Depto has he's got a special guest on the line. So we're going to call both of them at the same time. And
yeah,
we do apologize.
I'm going to hang up, and then my friend here, my buddy Bob, he's going to call in and talk to you guys a little bit about what's going on. But I'm going to actually hop off the show for a little while.
All right. And I mean, we could have you both on, but that's fine. I'll add Bob, and I'll add...
God, I'd much rather have Bob any day.
Be nice.
Whatever. I'm being nice.
And I will add Bob, and I will add Pat from Philly.
Pat from Philly. Where's Pat work?
It's Pat's Steaks.
Oh, Pat's Steaks.
Yes.
Ask if they're building a restaurant in PNC Park.
Hello, Pat.
What the heck's going on?
Is this Pat?
They hung up on you.
Well, that was real smooth. Well done.
That's interesting.
They didn't even wait to see if you were going to respond. They just, oh, okay, they'll be there, click. Nice. Nice.
We'll try.
Let's get Bob on the line first.
All right, we're on the soundboard. Bob, is this Bob?
Hey, what's up, Doss?
Oh, there he is.
The man from Braddock himself. Bob, we've got a little... war to wage against Philadelphia tonight, and we hear you're just the man to do this.
I'll tell you is what, if you ain't fired up for what's going on right now, I just don't know what to tell you. I think you need to just get your tuchus and move out there down to Baltimore or something like that. This is as hot stakes as it gets.
With Tom?
That's out of the country. You're all a bunch of class.
Well, Braddock Bob, we've got Philadelphia world-renowned steak place, Gino's.
Okay, Gino's. Gino's.
We're
going to
call it Gino's.
They named a restaurant after the Pittsburgh Glen.
Yeah. Why don't you ask them why they named their restaurant after Evgeny Malkin? All right, so here we go, Braddock.
Okay, I don't care. I'll ask them anything they want.
I don't care. You're like the honey badger, Braddock Bob. Here we go, Braddock.
Don't call me honey. I don't like that.
First name.
My only mission, Bob, is to call me that.
Shut up.
You need a damn mic.
Hello, Genos. Jens likes the Pittsburgh Penguins. You like the Pittsburgh Penguins. You serve Pittsburghers in your house.
Huh? Nobody comes to my house. I live alone.
Oh, do you
I live alone. Yeah, with nobody else.
Yeah, I like that too, man. That's a good one. Who's your favorite hockey team? You want to tell me?
Wow.
He does have a pretty voice, though.
He does. That was some good
thing.
He
can be on auto. He can be on auto.
You know, Philadelphia Idol.
Nobody comes to my house.
He must have that. You ever see that commercial where the lady is with their kid, they break into the house with the ADP security system? I bet he's got that. I bet he spent all the money he made off of making them cheesesteaks and bought that for his hat.
Gino's is going to love us. All right, we've got another. I can't compose myself right now. Braddock Bob, you're making.
Was he making that song up, or is that a real song?
Is that a real song?
Bob, do you know that song?
No, but I mean, it did sound kind of pretty. You know, it sounded nice. Kind of sounded like a song Clark's played. It's all about the ride.
Coldplay?
Climb it up the mountain. Climb it up before I leave.
All right, Braddock Bob, here we go. We're going to call a rap station in Philadelphia right now.
Shit.
So, you mean like that Wiz Khalifa? They play the Black and Yeller.
Yes, ask to play some Wiz Khalifa for your boys back in Pittsburgh. All right?
Okay, that's cool.
And here we go, calling the request line in Philadelphia. Pennsylvania! Wagers on the pick up or not. Things are pretty, Braddock Bob.
Not to be scared of.
Better.
This is disappointing.
You're blocking Yeller.
We'll give one more ring. One more ring. Okay.
That's disappointing.
We need to look up what's your smooth jazz station in Philadelphia.
Smooth jazz in Philly?
And I want to request Black and Yellow from them.
Yeah. All right, we'll make this happen, but this is probably going to be in the overtime portion of it. So if you want to get a hold of this, you're going to have to go over to thepensnation.com, click on the little iTunes link, and after the show is finished tonight, it'll automatically download for free in your iTunes library, and you could listen to Braddock Bob pranking your classical and jazz station of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So we are going to pick that up here shortly. That's going to be very interesting.
As you're on the Pens Nation website, in the next couple of days, you can see some T-shirts and things go up for the playoffs, and you'll also see all of these on why you should be excited for the playoffs and to approach the playoffs for new people who might not be as used to
a
deep run.
I got a number. And we're
in the number?
867-5309.
6, 7, 5.
I'm joking.
That actually is a phone number, and it actually belongs to somebody.
No way.
About an hour and a half away from where I am.
Really?
We're going to call that.
Yeah. Because I used to get prank called all the time when that song came out.
That's horrible. 867-539. All right, well, we're going to call it a smooth jazz station in Philadelphia.
Oh, hell yeah.
Right now in Braddock.
As opposed to rough jazz. What's rough jazz?
Is that Wiz Khalifa? It's that Wiz Khalifa stuff.
Is that rough jazz? I don't know what you kids call stuff these days. I'm 55 years old.
You have reached WRTI. Our normal. You have reached WRTI.
Oh, my God. What is she?
Our normal business hours are Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.
Let me do it. Hang up
the
phone.
Following menu to leave a message. If you would like a complete staff directory, press.
You know how to hang up the phone, Nick?
The programming department. Press 1.
You just going to leave a long voicemail?
Press 2.
Nobody knows who that station was.
Awkward.
That was not awkward.
Well, does it matter what station it is?
I don't know, maybe.
Was it their request line or was it like their normal business line?
That was their request line, yeah. All right, we got one.
Why does the request line have a voicemail?
Means you're going to jail.
All right, we'll give one more shot to a Philly business. And what bigger business is there in the entire United States than this next place?
Still with us, Rob?
Thank you for calling Walmart.
What does it say the name of the store before the ring?
Ginger going to jail.
Tomorrow, I say we hit him from behind.
That's dirty.
You get 5 games for that and go to jail.
And go to jail.
I'm going to do one more at a place I know will be open in Philadelphia. And it is a very fine establishment in Philadelphia. If there ever existed a fine establishment in Philadelphia, we're going to call a bar in Philly here in about 30 seconds. So, Bob, what do you think you're going to...
30 seconds.
Yeah, I've got to add it into Skype here. Bob, what are we gonna do here? What are we going to preface this? How are we going to do this?
Are you calling again?
We're going to call a bar.
Oh, I know lots about those.
All right.
Are you going to see if they have any Iron City on tap?
Yes.
Actually, you know what? I am kind of curious to know if they do sell that. I mean, it is good.
Yeah, tell them that you only drink Pittsburgh beer. Here we go.
Well, I'll maybe talk to him.
Sure, he's a nice guy. What?
I hope so. I don't like talking jags.
Oh, this is just getting disappointing. Oh, maybe that's why. I'm an idiot.
You said
it. You're going to jail twice now.
Yep. This one number you dialed looks like it has at least 25 digits.
Yeah, that's what happened there.
Where are you calling again?
I don't know. Let me try this again.
Hello.
I think I ended up calling like Afghanistan just now. So we're gonna try not to call Afghanistan this time. And hope
that the country with the real good salads. I heard they got good salads. No, that's the Greeks, my bad.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember the last time I went to a restaurant and ordered an Afghan salad.
Ain't that like over for something?
What?
One of the crazy drinks that these kids are ordering at the bar where they set them on fire or something.
They set them on fire?
I was down there at Deep Cafe on the south side. This kid was taking a shot. He set the thing on fire before he drank it.
You ever had a Flaming Mo?
He called it down there. I asked him, I said, what the hell are you drinking, boy? He called it Flaming Dr. Pepper. I said, you better get a different doctor. How insurance you got, kid?
What kind of insurance do you got, kid? That's exactly... All right. Here we go. Hopefully this works. If not, then I'm going to go jump off a bridge. Iron City. You only drink the Pittsburgh beer.
The number you dialed is not in service.
What? She sounded so...
That sounded... What?
It sounded like she was mocking you, like she was laughing through her teeth. The number you dialed is not in service.
What kind of snooty bar was that?
I don't know. She sounded like she's crying to me. Like she forgot to take her Cymbalta or just got done watching Marley. She sounded like she... Dude, my wife said the same thing. She got done watching Marley and Me. She's doing the same thing. I was like, it ain't even your dog.
Oh my gosh. Alright, we go. Man, we gotta make one of these good. The only one that worked out tonight's been Geno's. And they've been very kind.
It's a tune and everything.
Yeah.
I kinda want a Geno's cheesesteak now.
Geno. Alright, we're gonna have to boo Will.
Oh, you know who we should call?
Alright, Braddock. Hold that thought, Ken.
Is that the right area code?
Either the number you dialed is not...
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, she was much more business.
Was that a she?
I think so. Either the number you've dialed is not... And you cut off.
Yeah.
No, who should have you on the show, though, is that guy, the owner of DJs. The Rip Place.
Ah.
We should invite him on and have him tell his story.
Should we?
Oh gosh, I gotta go. All right.
Not right now.
No, you're staying on.
All right, I got like 5 more minutes. I went to Fermanis tonight. Let me tell you something. If you go to Fermanis, get the Caffy, get the big fish sandwich, get that Angus beef, get whatever you want.
All of it?
I'm gonna let you know at Fermanis now. They got this Mexican menu. All right, and I like Mexican food a lot. But let me tell you something. When you order that, make sure you order it from the Fermanis closest to your house. I'm going to warn you.
What are you going to warn us about?
Well, I think you know. You know what happens when you order off the Mexican menu at Fermanis. You got to go home.
Fermanis has a Mexican menu?
They do. I'm telling you. Ask anybody who knows. Fermanis, it's good. The food's always good at Fermanis. It's delicious. But
do you have to ask for the menu special?
No. It comes right on the thing. Hatched.
The number you dialed is not in service.
It's a lady again.
Fuck her.
That's awesome.
Oh, my God. I'm glad my kids aren't listening to this.
All right. This is the very last one we're going to hit. And if this place is closed, something is wrong with America. Pink slime.
Philadelphia.
Pink slime. Here we go.
Is that a hint? Pink slime.
It's a very subtle hint. That could be any high school cafeteria in the entire country right now.
Truth. Are you calling Jamie Oliver?
Who's?
I do not like that guy. I don't like him one bit.
Oh, dear.
All right. So this could be a very happy exchange.
Could it?
Could be. Here we go. Please work.
Guarantee you it does not.
Oh my God.
The number you dialed is not.
It's her again?
Clearly, they've all gone out of business.
Is there any economy left whatsoever?
This is how good the economy is in Philadelphia.
Geno's is like, the only place remaining.
You are looking at numbers in Philadelphia, not Detroit, right?
Absolutely.
Well, they shipped Mike Richards and Jeff Carter.
Please work.
No, not a chance in hell.
Pitch. Hello, Pitch. Do you guys serve Aussie Light beer? You and Scott Aussie Light beer?
I'm sorry, what's that?
Do you have Aussie Light beer? The kind of beer?
No, we don't serve alcohol here.
Oh. Jeez,
all right,
thanks anyway.
All right.
What was that?
That was Pat's.
I don't serve alcohol, Pat's.
That sucks. Philadelphia sounds like the most worthless city I've ever seen in my life.
That's Draw Island. It really is Draw Island.
It's a real... Honest to goodness, dry island out there.
All right, Braddock, Bob's got to go to bed, all right?
All right, Braddock. I guess it's not really your first name, but...
No, but, I mean, that's what she introduced me as. I don't want to tell you my last name or nothing because people look me up on the Facebook.
Are you on Facebook?
I hate that Facebook. I need to get one of these Twitter accounts in. They're always on.
I bet you'd be really good on Twitter, Braddock.
Well, I don't know how to set the thing up. I mean, I can get on. I know how to type and stuff. I can type and, you know, tweet and do all that stuff. But setting it all up, I don't even have an email.
Well, I'll call our buddy Mike Darnay, and he'll come out to your house, and he'll put them all together for you.
Oh, I know that guy.
I know that guy.
Yeah.
How do you know Darnay?
I saw him at the Rite Aid in McKeesport the other day.
Yeah?
The Rite Aid?
He was buying a girly magazine with the naked ladies on the cover. He was buying that. Don't tell anyone I said that.
Rite Aid? Man, Rite Aid's shit. A lot since I've been in one last.
You've never been to McKeesport, Pennsylvania, my friend.
Buying a magazine and an Almond Joy.
Well,
that's
all about Almond Joy, right? Almond Joy and mine is kind of like the penguins in the forest. One's got nuts and one's don't.
Oh, my good Lord.
With all that, right, I think we need to let... Bob.
Yo, I'm the best, man. I did it.
Thanks, Bob.
That was more uneventful than I thought it would be.
You know, that feels a lot like, so sometimes you expect, a hockey game that's been blown up so much and has so much hype to be like a complete letdown because both teams just stick to the game and don't cross the line at all. I don't think that's going to happen with Philadelphia involved, but that's what that whole exchange with the businesses that don't exist in Philadelphia.
Ken, can you do a Czech Republic? Like, can you do your broken English Czech Republic voice?
It's eerily similar to my Russian.
Yeah. Well, we're going to make one more call and ask them if they've got Evgeny Malkin jerseys.
Okay.
All right. It's a sports store.
It's a sports store? It's 11 o'clock at night.
Geno's.
Do you know you sell Lockheed jersey?
Lockheed jersey?
Hockey jersey?
No, we don't sell hockey jerseys.
No, you don't sell.
You don't have nothing to play with at home. You don't have anything to play with at home that you're going to call here and break my balls about hockey jerseys. Look, this man's got nothing to play with at home. He wants to call and break my balls about hockey jerseys. That thing between your legs. Play with that.
Okay. Can you show me how?
Oh, my God.
Boy, he gave...
I'm going down.
He gave... Gave Gino a talking to, man. A lecture.
Talk about the city of brotherly love or what? Wow.
You ain't got nothing to play with at home. You ain't got nothing to play with at home tonight. How about that thing with your legs? How about you play with that?
The best thing about that is that he sounded like a Yinzer.
Did he
sound like a Yinzer?
He absolutely sounded like a Yinzer.
I think I missed something. I think I missed something.
Joe Dutto is joining us now again. I just called him back. But Joe, okay. You missed the best phone call of the evening. We called Gino's again, and Ken called in as...
Oh, I didn't. I don't know who that was.
Somebody called in. I don't know who it was either. With a very broken English, Russian, Czechoslovakian kind of accent. And they asked Gino's if they sell hockey jersey. And they said, we don't sell no hockey jerseys. What, you guys got nothing to do? You got nothing to play with at home? You guys got nothing to play with? How about that thing between your legs?
Oh, baby.
And then he called out to his restaurant listeners, these guys have nothing to play with at home.
Lovely city. Such lovely people.
You sound like Arsenio Hall.
That made my night. You guys got nothing to play with, man.
Have Gino call him back. I'd like to hear this.
Call my restaurant.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, this is shaping up to be a very, very fun playoff series. To say the least.
I don't know if I'm ever going to get a Gino sandwich. I was going to say again, but I've never had one to begin with. Are they good?
Yeah, they're actually really good.
I'm never spending a dime in Philadelphia, so I'll never find out.
I'm sending an email. I was treated with a whole lot of disrespect.
Very, very disrespectful, these guys. Should have called in as Peter Laviolette.
Maybe this is the reason why I was treated with so poorly. Go to GinoSteaks.com, and you'll see the picture they have. It looks like he may be a past owner or something like that, but it's kind of a memoriam thing.
Oh, yeah.
But the picture they have of the guy.
Is that Nicolas Cage? Oprah?
It's him holding, I'm mad
Oprah.
As hell, I want my country back. And then he's also holding a bumper sticker that says, this is America, when ordering, speak English.
Actually, call him and speak French.
Oprah Winfrey, Tony Danza, yeah.
Ralphie May,
Shaq,
Wayne Brady, Mike Darnay,
Dane Cook,
Luke Wilson.
You know who I don't see is Will Smith. No Will Smith.
None. Well, he was smart enough to get out of that town.
And Carmen Electra's looking rough these days.
I thought that was just a hooker.
I've never seen so many dead hookers.
Lord knows I have. Man, Nicolas Cage looks like he doesn't know where he is in that photo, by the way, too.
Never knows where he is.
And how badly did Gino age in all these photos? He looks like Art Alexius from Everclear in that middle photo. And then the photo with Oprah Winfrey, he looks like Henry Rollins.
He's dead, guys. It says in loving memory.
Oh. Oh, that's not Gino. That's Joey. But Joey's in some of these other photos, too.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm
like a dick.
I don't even care. He's from
Joey Fatone. Tony Danza is again. This is a second picture with him.
Yeah.
Richard Simmons.
Who puts a picture of themselves with Dane Cook? It's like the least funny guy I've ever heard. And who's that dude with the Eagles cheerleaders? Celebrities. I wonder what this link has. This has some promising value to it. Man, I can't believe he treated you so poorly.
I know. I'm a little emotionally shell-shocked.
Joey Fatone? Oh, he and Richard Simmons. Well, that's lovely. If you go to the celebrity page, there's Mayor Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, there's all kinds of stuff on here.
Oh, yeah. There's a bunch.
Ralphie May is on here at least 3 times.
Go figure. Michael Bublé.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, Canada's own.
Canada's own. Brian McKnight. Ryan Seacrest.
Simone Gagné. Robert Esch.
John Fedko.
He would. Bobby Abreu.
Tyrese. Tony Danza is there like every freaking other picture.
Andrew Dice Clay. Hey! Clay Aiken. There's 2 autographed pictures of Clay Aiken. I'm done. I'm done with the Geno Stakes. I want to call them again. Not right now, but I do want to call them again at some point. And I want to call them on the Clay Aiken thing.
Why? I don't understand.
Kelly Clarkson, they must really like Idol. Where was it? Who was it who sang?
Apparently they were trying out for it when I was listening in last.
Yeah, who was it? Was it Geno's, were they saying?
No, I thought that was Braddock Bob.
Well, no, I mean that's who was calling them, yeah. I mean, I didn't talk to Bob, I just...
So we called Geno's twice?
But not much.
Yeah, we called Geno's a couple of times.
Okay.
That's probably why they were upset.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe just a little. You guys got nothing better to do. Nothing better to play with? Nope.
That was really good audio quality, too.
That was great.
I think that's definitely good for a remix. You got nothing better to do? Better to do? Better to do? Yes!
Oh.
Ashley, we're ready to bring you down. You're the most professional thing on the show right now.
Yeah, we thank you. That's why we wanted wanted you to be with us,
really?
Actually, because
you really want us to answer that.
We're gonna bring out.
I was just on the line for the last 20 minutes.
We've had to boo you already on the show in the first 5 minutes of the show.
Used to that.
I'm disappointed.
Who else doing the beard-a-thon?
That's just me.
Are you doing it, Ken, or not?
I have to figure out. I don't know if I can or not, but I want to. I shaved my beard, so I'm no longer bearded.
I told you what you have to do. You have to tell your employer that it's a religious freedom.
Yeah, I could do that, but I think they know better.
Tell them it's some new age religion called the Dave Grohl religion.
The Dave Grohl religion.
Where you have to look like a complete bamf.
Are you doing a beard-a-thon, Ashley?
Clearly.
She's going to grow those French mustaches.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Hey, that was way too Disney to be actually French, but...
Child, please.
Child. C'est la même chose, Nicholas. C'est la même chose.
You know who we need to have on the show sometime, Ken?
What do we have to have on the show?
We have to have your friend Antoine.
Yeah, at some point. You know what? I got a new phone over the weekend, and I switched providers, so I no longer have any of those voicemails on my phone.
Oh, that's disappointing. I've got them on my computer somewhere.
Yeah, I they're on mine, too. They're on my external hard drive now.
Yeah. Antoine's a bad dude, man.
He's mean.
Yeah.
He's tired.
He's tired of looking at your tires, Ken. I think Antoine kind of subliminally controls your life, Ken. You know, you had a flat tire last year. You had your car parked somewhere. And what did you do? You left your car there, and you bought a new car. All right? And then...
Really?
Yeah.
Then you just left it there.
You break your phone, and Antoine gets all PO'd, and he tells you what to do, and then you go ahead and switch providers.
And buy a new phone.
What kind of phone did you get?
Come over to the dark side.
I know. I want an iPhone, a 4S.
Okay. Well, don't do the... You guys were doing this multi-group texting, and it was going to my email. Just do a group text.
That's what I'm trying to do. I don't know. I'm new to this thing. Before, whenever you guys would group text, I get all kinds of weird crap.
Well, group text, and because you did that, like, AT&T multimedia message thing, and I have Verizon, so I can't respond to it.
Yeah, I don't even see his stuff on there whenever you do
it. I thought you were just ignoring me.
Yeah, he's all like, child, please.
After you told me to shut up on Twitter last week.
You called me a piece of crap earlier in the show.
Yeah.
And you earned that response because you were being a douchebag.
I probably was.
Ken's a douche.
Hey, that's my favorite quote of the show. Pretty up.
I don't even.
Yeah. Well, I'm running out of things to play with too, so.
That was about 3 minutes into the show.
Yeah. Pens and Rangers tomorrow night.
Wait, can we do one more call?
Oh my God, what?
I'm going to go ahead and call this one last fine establishment.
You're in charge here. You're in charge of this one, Nick.
I'm in charge of this one?
Yeah.
Have no good Yinzer voice or anything. What should I do?
Well, I have no responsibility. They don't know who you are.
Well, I should have some kind of character or something.
You have some kind of like thug voice you could do.
I'm not going to be Ron Cook.
No, call with your...
I'll just go a little sassy on him.
Like that? Okay, that's gonna last.
This will be a laugh, sucker. All right, here we go. I'm gonna call the fine establishment.
You're gonna get beat up.
No. I'm changing my voice again. It didn't last. I have a bad feeling about this.
Your call is
to an automated...
At least you learned how to hang up the phone before it got to the point where...
Nobody wants to play with me. That's sad. It's really sad.
It is.
All right. Pittsburgh, New York tomorrow night. 2 points on the line to freedom.
You can take our lives, but you can never take our freedom.
Oh! Oh! I dialed the wrong number. Sorry.
I don't even know who you're calling.
That's my fault. Here we go. This is the right number, all right? Sorry about that, Ian.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voicemail.
Everybody make a bunch of noise.
Xena Warrior Princess joining us.
Good Lord.
Some kind of battle cry going on there.
All right. Jeez, man. Pens Rangers, tomorrow night. Gonna land this plane now. Thank you for listening to the Pens Nation Radio Show.